is it my other?
Good morning, right there.
Well, kind of my new routine. I got used to getting up this time of day. My wife had to get up really early for work. I went ahead and got up with her, so. And now she sleeps till the crack of noon, and I still get up early.
I don't prefer still get up at 5 in the morning, but I wake up now most days between 7, and if I get to sleep in, it's usually around 8 now, but and I've always been that way, but the older I get, the more it happens.
Gosh, most of the time she don't sleep that late because she's got a cockatoo, and when the sun comes up, he thinks he's a rooster and got to get everybody else up.
I bet that's an enjoyable morning then. that would be too much fun. But I try to sleep in, but my wife, she does the same thing. She'll sleep as late as I let her half the time. So like this morning, I actually set an alarm clock so she can get the boys up, get them going for school.
We never had any kids. We just got a whole lot of pets around here. We got cats and fish and birds. We got so many critters that go on vacation. There's a lady we hire to come over and feed all of them.
Nothing wrong with that. We got, I think the most I've had is 3 dogs at one time, but still had the fish and to have somebody to come take care of them. They make little automatic feeders for them, but I don't trust stuff like that half the time. So, but yeah, I understand that. There's nothing wrong with some pets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she probably do it for nothing. She's a family friend, but it's a whole lot of inconvenience. So, you know, we give her some money for doing it. We appreciate it. It frees us up to, you know, if we want to take off for a few days and she's available, then a lot better rounding them all up and taking them somewhere where you got to board them, you know, at a vet's place or something.
Hard to board them and don't know how they're getting taken care of and all that good stuff. So, yeah, we don't generally do that. We either take our dogs with us or we have left them home a time or two, but usually don't enjoy it quite as much. But my wife does the same thing. She'll go dog sit for people and go over and let their dogs out for once or twice a day. That way they can stay in their own home and be in a normal environment instead of the border.
Somebody was asking us the other day if we knew somebody that did that, and so we passed the information on to Rob, and they'll probably get together and work something out.
A whole lot better doing it that way.
Definitely. Well, how far away from work are you?
A couple more miles. I finally got up at a decent time. I'm trying to start getting here a little earlier. Our routine's changing a little bit, so I got to be ready for the 6 o'clock meeting. And so I figured, hey, start this week, try to get up, get going, and get out of the house at a decent time. So yeah, I'm right here, just a couple miles away from my exit now.
You know, maybe you can come a little earlier. The traffic won't be quite as bad.
A parking spot, and we got a couple different parking areas, and some of them are slightly better than others, but most of the time our night shift works, so they take up all the parking. So we'll see how it goes this morning. If I don't get one, I just drive around on a different one and walk in a different way.
Anyway, you slice it, it's Monday, but yeah, you can always make the best of it.
That might as well. Ain't no need to be all upset about it. Just another day.
Another day to pay taxes and take home a little bit for yourself. It was one job I had. There was a little category that said miscellaneous, and I said, well, who is Miss Elanius?
That's too funny. Shoot, I got some of my employees. They'll work 20 plus hours if I let them a week. I don't know. I've never been big on that. Usually the more you work, the more they take, and eventually you just get to that point where it's not worthwhile anymore.
Understanding very soon they're not going to tax tips, and they're not going to tax overtime, so that might make things a little better.
Definitely sounds like it. I don't know how that'll work out. Yeah, I'd be curious how the government ends up coming with some way to get the money back.
Yeah, I'd just like for some of them to take some of that money and fix the roads around my house. I mean, you know, out here on the main drag, it's not too bad. Potholes everywhere up and down my street.
Yeah, they could definitely take some extra money and put towards that. At least you'll be able to see where your tax dollars is going, but when you drive everywhere and the roads are horrible, you just try to figure out what they're doing with it. So. Well, David, I'm getting off on my exit, so I'm going to go ahead and hop off the radio. You enjoy your breakfast and that glass of tea, and maybe we'll holler at you another morning this week. KO4CF, and I will be clear on your file. 7-3, David.
I can tell you, you've been solid into the machine, so you got that mobile set up good. Have a good day, and who knows, I might catch you on your way home this afternoon. KF4NXY.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
KO4CF.
Thinking about it. If you talk to him, tell him we're thinking about him.
W2JKT Mobile.
KF4NXY.
Good morning, Eric. How was the vacation?
What's up, guys? Just came in but heard someone passed away.
Hey, Patrick's granddad.
I'll send him a text message today or something, but yeah, that stinks.
He lost some close relatives. It don't feel so good. Anyway, y'all pick it up. I'm going to go refill my tea glass. KF4NXY.
Done, you wanted to?
Close. We came up with some new projects to work on. I did those instead.
I guess the old ones will still be there, right?
I knew what was going to happen, so, you know. But, you know, we have a nice game table now, so I'm not too upset about that. We've been getting into board games lately, so I built, you know, we ended up building a really nice game table and been enjoying that.
Don't do too much of these days is play games together, do stuff together.
Having everybody tied to a computer screen.
Right about that. You know, they call it, you know, technology, and it's great and everything, but I don't know about that.
But if used incorrectly, it is definitely not.
I agree with you on that one.
For the first time this fall, this morning.
It's been a little bit cool up there for you guys. It's saying 64. I got it on a little bit. I definitely didn't need the AC.
50s when I left the house this morning, so 62 for right now, but I'm at, I don't know, exit 87-ish or something like that, maybe 84, I don't know.
Too long, it'll be like that every morning, right? Supposed to be about 75 today down here.
Moon isn't going to keep us warm, that's for sure.
I didn't understand it.
A full moon is not going to keep us warm. It'll be bright. I can definitely see everything, but yeah, we definitely have a nice bright full moon this morning.
It was supposed to have been some kind of eclipse or something last night, wasn't it?
Asia, they had a lunar eclipse. That weekend.
Yeah, I got a few little things done, mostly with doing some running around, grocery shopping and stuff like that. Next weekend, we got a grandson's birthday on Saturday. Got to go down to Anderson, and then some other grandkids coming over on Sunday, so it'll be pretty busy that weekend.
Around somebody who doesn't know how to tow a trailer.
Going back and forth.
And between the lines very well.
Snatching it all around all of a sudden, that's a good recipe for disaster, right?
Vehicle on a flatbed, and you know, looked like it was loaded fine. I mean, the, you know, engine up front, but I don't know, either he's tired or drunk or just not very good at towing a trailer.
Almost be a license to be able to do that.
Got it. I wish they would. Trailer towing endorsement requirement would be a great idea.
What about that?
I saw a YouTube video over the weekend of somebody towing an RV trailer that forgot about the tail swing and took out a gas pump at some gas station somewhere.
Worry about that sometimes, just because some of them gas stations are hard to get in and out of. I know we, fortunately, I wasn't pulling a camper, but we stopped up at that Love's up there to 104 there on 85. Man, that thing was crowded. I was glad I wasn't pulling my camper.
If I ever have any doubt, I'll just pull over somewhere and unhook and go fill up and then re-hook up again. It only takes like 5 minutes to unhook and hook up again. So I've done that a couple times where I've pulled into a place and I'm like, this is tight. So I just go to an open area somewhere, unhook it, and then go fill up the truck and then hook it back up again. It's really not that big of a deal to do it.
I thought about it. You got a weight distribution on yours?
To undo it. chains in the back that's, you know, all you gotta do is, you know, when you put down the tongue hitch, just lift the truck up a little bit and it detensions the chains and they come right off.
What about just dropping it in the clearance somewhere? That'd probably work out.
I'm starting to have designated RV lanes now, too, that have a long approach and long exit. You know, just because, you know, a lot of RV towers are so inexperienced, they're definitely going to break something if they have to maneuver.
Where they don't have to worry about trailer swing.
Or they have to worry about it until it's too late.
Mine's fairly short, so it isn't as bad. Yeah, we had a truck driver backing in a trailer into one of the docks last week, and that he took out the downspout.
I don't know, 8 to 10 feet behind my axles on mine, so I definitely have to keep an eye back there.
About that much.
I think it's like 34 feet and change, and I think about 10, maybe even more of that behind the rear axle.
The length's only 25.
I think about a third of it behind the rear axle. Rear tandem axle.
The wheels are close together. And on the side of the road, right there, about the, I don't know, 67 maybe. Ezra G, you're standing on the side of the road, right down there by the river, around the 67. Can't take too many cars for it to make it to your side.
All right, it has to get to the other side.
Article about campers that, you know, had tandem axles, but, you know, some of them are in between the tires. There's, you know, like 3 feet, and then it said those.
Tires, I forget what the benefit is. There's some kind of handling benefit to it, but, yeah, they chew up tires real bad.
Any project check work going on?
Mitigation, but, you know, it's an ongoing thing.
I got a corporate guy coming in tomorrow, but it won't be no big deal.
My fingers crossed that we're going to get some of that money back, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Rumor going around work that our insurance is going to double this next coming year.
I think it's probably true.
As big as this company is that I work for, they'd be able to do something, but I guess not. And fortunately for me, this is the last year for their insurance. I switch over to Medicare starting in January.
Burdening on my health insurance after we got married because her company's health insurance is so expensive, and you know, they're not a tiny company. They're not, you know, they've got, you know, 1,000 employees, I think, or something like that. But you know, I think we're like 10 or 20,000, so we get better, you know, better economy of scale. But our premiums have definitely been going up year after year, and I think this year is going to be a pretty big step.
Like our out-of-pocket for the year was going to be like $11,000.
True, because they used to do out-of-pocket that if you had your spouse on, you had separate out-of-pockets. And now, if you have a spouse on your insurance, your out-of-pocket just doubles. So if you only have one person getting medical care, you end up having to go twice as much out-of-pocket, which is what it got me this year with my back surgery, because my out-of-pocket was double what it normally was. I should have just waited to put her on my insurance until after I had my back surgery, but I guess I just wasn't thinking. But I think our out-of-pocket, our deductible for two people is like $3,600, and our out-of-pocket is like $9,000 or something.
Wish you can't afford to do it.
Can't afford not to either.
Lean on your house over a doctor bill.
Well, Medicare next year, so you'll pay a little bit less in insurance.
The standard 185 for the basic Medicare, and then my supplement Plan G is like $133. But that makes it where my total out of pocket's only like $250, and there's no pre-qualifying for anything, and no set doctors or anything.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of Medicare was that, you know, people who who are in retirement wouldn't have any medical bills, and now people who are in retirement still have medical bills.
Anyway, they can't KN4TFW.
Couldn't really have a single-payer medical system because, you know, it works in Europe because people are made relatively healthy, but Americans are so unhealthy that I don't think there's really enough medical care to even go around, as sick as everybody is.
Plan G's as I got. If you you have, like, a all-in from 65 to 66, if you take it then, there's no pre-qualifying, but if you take it after you're 66, then you got to get a doctor to say you're okay.
If it's even still around by the time I retire, I'm not really counting on it, though.
And you got quite a few years left. And, oh, it's funny, when I was investigating it, it's a government plan, right? And so... No matter what company you go with, they all offer the same thing and the same, same benefits, but the costs are all different.
Yeah, it really does just confuse me how, you know, we have the most expensive medical care on the planet, yet, for example, Europe has medical care that's just as good because it costs half as much.
The racket. These people over here just trying to make money, don't care who they screw.
Yeah, like over in Europe, you could be visiting. Like, you could be an American on vacation in Europe, and if you get sick, you still just walk into a medical clinic and get, free medical care. And they don't care if you're a citizen or not or whatever. You know, it's like, as far as they're concerned, everybody just gets medical care. And they still spend a lot less on medical care than we do. It's just, our system is completely broken, and they just need to just tear it down and start over again. Since I've made this drive, I've forgotten how crazy everybody is. WTJKT.
Have to worry about them reminding you.
About what?
Reminding you. They out there every single day.
I got one on my bumper right now. Tailgating me, and there's two open lanes, one on either side of me, and this guy's tailgating me and, like, flashing his lights and stuff, and, like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to get out of his way. He's right in front of me.
Lane.
I'm in the middle.
I don't understand it. I mean, I've had him so close. I had one so close the other day, I never even noticed that he was behind me because you couldn't even see the headlights. The line of cars, like you said, two or three, and it's a double yellow, and the car in the back pulls out to pass, and when he gets all the way up there, he realizes the car in front's a police officer. Find it as soon as he got back in line.
If the police officer had a bunch of traffic backing up behind him, in most states, he's required to pull over and let traffic pass, because you're not allowed to obstruct traffic either. Doesn't matter.
To the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have an awesome day. Be safe out there, and I hope it's a productive and good day for you. And I'll catch you back later in the week, KN4TFW.
All right, hope you have a great day as well. I'm going to check out here and call Courtney and see.